And, you know, I didn't hear a lot of that at church, really. I started hearing it through TV evangelists and different things back under in the 90s. And everywhere I'd went to church, they were down on TV ministry, you know. I mean, they were just this, they was down most places that I'd ever went, you know. And so I basically would cut them off, you know. I wouldn't. And then one day I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to go to the Bible with them. You know, these people that they're teaching against, you know. And I'm going to see if they're preaching that Bible or not. I mean, that's a good thing to do before you cut anybody off. You know, go see if they're preaching the truth or not. See if they're in line with Scripture. See if, you know. And so I was negative of that. And I was negative of people that had this faith thing, you know, because I hadn't been taught, Johnny. It was like, you know, I'd entered into a whole new world. But anyways, I made up my mind that I was going to take the Bible, and every time if I wanted to listen to somebody on TV, that I would get my Bible and I would go with them in the Bible and see if they're preaching right or not. You know, because I learned a long time ago, you have to be careful, Jesus said, what you hear. He said, you got to be careful what people say to you. And my pastor even warned me one time. He said, just be careful about what people say to you about the Lord and things, you know. Well, he had been in it a long time, and he had seen a lot of people get warped up and messed up and never get planted in the house of the Lord, and, you know, and they all time having visions and dreams and leading people off. He had seen a lot of stuff. And so I started taking my Bible. Well, I started learning about, you know, my mind. See, I didn't know, me and Teresa didn't know that our mind belonged to us. It didn't belong to the devil. It don't belong to the world. And we didn't know as young Christians that, you know, we had to take authority over our thoughts. How many knows your mind is a powerful thing? I mean, the mind is going to dictate your life. You might not think it does. You either you choose to get up and go to work, right? Or you choose not to. So those two choices is going to benefit you, good or bad. That's how powerful the mind is. The mind is a place, and God gave it to us. God gave us our mind, but if we was out in the world, you know, I was out in the world 27 years. You know, I was 27, I think I was 27 when I gave my heart to Jesus. You know, and I was out there, so I learned the ways of the world. I learned the ways of the culture. I learned the ways of man, you know, and then come up with my own ideas, and that's my life was ingrained in that. And so once I got born again, I began to realize through the Scripture that I had to renew my mind. You know, Romans 12:2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed." And there's a lot of Christians conform to the world's way of thinking. And I'm not trying to be critical, and I'm not a heretic hunter and all of that, but their words will show where they're at. Your words will show where your thinking is. You know? The Bible says, "Let that this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God." So, you know, I mean, my life up to 27 years old, and me and Teresa were married, Travis, I mean, it was not good. I had led us into a mess, a wreck. And so anyways, I started, so that, there was this guy in particular, I was like, well, you know, you got to renew your mind, you got to talk like God talks. And you know, he said, what's happening? He said, you're getting brainwashed. I said, really? I said, well, the way I've been living for the last 27 and a half years, I need my brain washed, something. I said, I need my brain. Well, he called it brainwashed. The Bible calls it renewing your mind. He calls it, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now, if you look at the word transform, means metamorphosis, like a metamorphosis. You know, how a butterfly is not a beautiful butterfly to start with. A butterfly is a worm in a cocoon that develops and then turns into these beautiful butterflies. That's what transformation means. That's what transform means. That means renew my mind with the word, and it begins to transform who I was into who I am. Created in Him. Created in the Lord. Hallelujah. And then the word, you know, we know a little bit about of authority if you've ever owned your own business, or you've worked for somebody and they put you foreman or something like that. You know a sense of authority. Or, you know, you've got parents or you've got grandparents, and you know that they are authority. You know that they are they're over you, so to speak, praise the Lord. And so we begin to learn our authority in the Word through Jesus. We have authority. We have been given authority through Him. Through Him. He said, go in my name, cast out, go in my authority, go in my power. You're not going in your own strength anymore. You're not going in your own hope anymore. You're not going in your own power anymore. And so, without renewing the mind, a Christian will sit and stay powerless because they don't know what the hope of the calling, what the power that has been given us when He raised Jesus from the dead and set Him in His own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and gave Him a name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow, and made Him be the head over us. See, I started to read the Word. I was reading the Word one evening, and I think was having Bible study on Tuesday back here. No church. I was going to church up yonder then. And I had this revelation while I was reading the Word. It said, if the Spirit that raised, Romans 8, it said, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead abides in you. And I thought, man, this is the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. And then I thought, oh my God, can this be real? See what reading that Word done? I brought it down here. One guy started crying. Tears running down his face. He said, man, are you serious? I said, yeah, this is the kind of power we got. I said, we got it. We possess it. We have it. I said, I told him, that's what reading that Bible does. It caused my mind to be transformed and changed, that I'm not waiting on God, that God's already put Himself on the inside of me. Now we go forth and conquer. But we got to renew our mind. See, if we don't renew our mind, we'll go around and we will talk like people talk, full of doubt and unbelief, and we will get those kind of results. Let me give you an example. I mean, I know people in their 50s, 55, 56, around my age, you know, and I look at them and they're poor and pitiful and broke, and just like the guy, you know, he was sitting there, and I'm going to go get him a hamburger. You know, I said, hey, man, y'all need anything from Jack's or wherever I was going? He said, nah, us poor people have to pack our lunch. I got in my truck, and I didn't say nothing else to him. And I thought, well, I wasn't going to ask you for any money, man. You could have come back and had a stack of hamburgers, because I was going to buy everybody around there hamburgers, you know. But anyhow, I got in my truck, and I said, thank you, Lord, I'm not poor. See what I'm saying? There is a good example right there. And I'm not downing those folk. Those folk probably not born again. If they are born again, they don't know what I know. But I'm not going to take that seed and start saying it. Yeah, I know, everybody just broke. We're just broke. Come back and teach y'all. Y'all just be broke and humble. Boy, that would be dumb. Y'all would probably leave the way I done taught you. If I changed it now, y'all be like, Scotty getting messed up now, man. He's something wrong with him, man. He was preaching us on fire, and we're blessed going in. Blessed going now. He's up there. I'd start listening to the world. Y'all better come to me and say, hey, man, shake yourself. That won't ever happen to me, but I'm just saying. Once you renew your mind to the Word of God, you'll begin to pick up on that stuff. Then you'll begin to change I've repented. I don't have to do it as much now. I repent sometimes. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, for saying that. I'm sorry, sir. That's not in line with Scripture. Well, I've had people, you know, walk up to me, you know, Satan I believe he gives Christians thoughts. And I believe if you're not up on it, if you're not aware of it, you will take that thought and you will begin to say, they're good Christians. You'll begin to compromise what you would not have compromised. See, our words need to line up based on, in line with the Word. You ain't got to be quoting Scripture all the time. Just make sure your words don't get contrary to what you're believing that you believed in this Bible. And so, I've had them to tell me, Mac, this is what you got. They'll say, oh, it's arthritis. It's going to rain tomorrow. And I'll be like, how you know? And they'll be like, well, I feel it in my bones. And they always show up. Well, that feeling in the bones shouldn't be in the church. That's for the world. Jesus said in Exodus, 15, he said, if you will hearken to me, none of this sickness and disease will come on you that came on them. I'll drive sickness and disease far from you. I am the God that healeth thee. And so every time I hear that out there, you're going to hear it, I'm going to hear it. And we got to decide what we're going to do with the seed that we hear or that people are experiencing. The Lord told me one time, he said, never. He learned me something. This was 2007, maybe 8, somewhere along in there. And I'm going through this major, major, major financial trial. And I'm not lost. I'm walking with God, and I'm a tither, and I'm a giver, and been giving for years. And right in the middle of this trial, this preacher, he said, well, he said, I give my way to poverty. And I said, that's not possible. I said, how? I said, that's not biblical. I said, there's something wrong with you. You've let the enemy rob you. You've not heard from God. You've not led by the Spirit. Something's wrong, not with the Word. I said, you've preached give and it shall be given for years now based on your experience that you're changing the gospel to another gospel. And got him upset. I didn't mean to, man, but don't tell me that garbage. It's not in line with the Word. I don't care who it is. The Bible says, guard our heart, for out of it flows life, the issues of life, your well-being, your health, your finances, your feelings, your job, your future comes out of you, is already in here. Now we got to get this in here and here, and then we got to come out of here and here. Whoo! Well, that guy left and I didn't feel good. I don't like confrontation, man. I just don't really like it. But I'm gonna engage in the fight of good fight of faith. I'm gonna engage. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. There's no good fight in not engaging. And so you're engaging. Your victory is determined by what you believe. People don't believe Jesus died on the cross. Their victory lies in that. They can't have him. Right? It's real simple. It's not really hard. So anyhow, that person left and I didn't feel good. I just felt awful because the Word, I wasn't going to compromise my thinking. I wasn't going to get in agreement with the guy. I had to tell him the truth. He's messed up, getting messed up here. You get messed up based on what you have experienced. And he left, and I turned around, and I'm walking home, and I don't feel good. I'm going down to tell Tracy, well, just pray for me. I don't feel good now. And on my way down there, God began to speak to me. Before I got home, I didn't need Tracy no more. The Lord began to speak to me. He said, son, he said, this is trying to change your believing. Those words were never believe based on nobody, people's experience or your experience. Believe based on the Word. That's why I say God's word, let God's word be first place and final authority. And you know what? A lot of them, even that one, lost a lot of stuff in 2007, 8, 9. I lost nothing. I hung on to the scripture where Jesus said that no man has left father and mother, lands, brothers and sisters for my sake and the gospel, and lost anything. But he shall gain 100-fold in this life and go to heaven and eternal life. That's why you can't stay a Christian to say, well, I'm just happy with my Social Security check. Hey, well, give me scripture for it. I know there wasn't no Social Security back then. God took care of them. He rained mine out of heaven, right? He brought water out of a rock. He sent Peter fishing. He told him to go catch a fish, right? He said, pay my taxes in yours. Cover taxes in there, Mac. I've had to believe him for years for my taxes. Ever since I don't have no kids anymore, Travis left and I quit getting that $1,000. And good Lord, that was a major hurdle for me as a Christian. Once a year, I can be blessed. I had to learn how to be blessed all year, Johnny. And believe God, whatever my taxes are, but God, you paid Peter's and yours supernaturally, so you'll pay mine. See, the world says, oh, I just don't want to make no money. Because the more you make, the more the God. Don't get in there singing that nobody knew. Don't get in there singing that. You think all the time, my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Whether it's your tank or your refrigerator blows up, whatever it is. But see, if you don't renew your mind to the Word of God, you're going to stay, you will stay carnally minded. Put that up there, Beth. That Romans, is it 8, 6, 5, 6 and 7? For they that are after the flesh do put their mind on the things of the flesh. That's what he's talking about. If we're going by the way it looks, the way it sounds, this world, the way the world is, the way the news is, the way everything is, then we're going to be, our mind stayed on just this natural realm. He said, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, they keep their mind kingdom-minded, Christ-minded, Word-minded, victory-minded. You can't have that if you don't renew your mind to the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you right now, bless God, it is a good place. I'm in it. I mean, things come again, me and my mind go straight to the Lord. And I'm trusting you. That's what spiritually minded is. Now, when I first started out down there, it was hard for me to renew my mind to that and keep it on that because this world, and I have to do it every now and then, jerk that baby down here and say, you're not going to control me. You're not going to control what I think. You're not going to keep my mind on jobs all the time, Satan. You're not going to keep my mind on troubles all the time, Satan. My mind is going to be stayed on the Lord according to Isaiah. If I do that, he will keep my heart in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. It says, because they trust me. For to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Which one do we want? Right. So we renew our mind to the Word of God. If you don't feel too good about yourself and your old past is still, you're just a nobody, you ruined everything and blah 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 blah. You gotta renew your mind. You became a new creation when you got born again. You were a new man or a new woman, and your past died. It was wiped clean. The slate was clean. Now you are a new Christian. You're a new being. Now you got to feed that man. You got to renew your mind to who you have become in Jesus Christ. Somebody asked me, we used to smoke pot together. And I was like, that wasn't me. Yeah, it was, man. We were down at Nectar. You know good and well that was you. You remember, you brought the red-haired sense with you. And I say, well, that's not me. That wasn't me. I know it was. We smoked it together. No, you don't understand. Scotty died a long time ago. He did. Dude, you're Scotty. But you know what? That's the reality of me. I was crucified, buried, and resurrected. So I'm not going to think like that old man did anymore because I'm a new man. Now I got to renew this mind which didn't get born again. Your mind did not get born again. You got born again in here. You got your spirit was reborn. You were reborn again in here in your innermost being. Now your habits and your flesh is still going to want to do the same things that you did before you got born again because they were trained that way. Trained to have it my way, trained to be rebellious, whatever it is. But the renewing of our mind brings a transformation to who we have become in Christ Jesus. I have to make myself cuss. I can cuss, man. I can still cuss like a sailor. I don't know why they say that. Not every sailor cusses. I'm sure it's just a worldly saying. But you know what? I mean, if I try to say a cuss word, I'm like, God, man, don't even try it. Don't even make yourself say it. Why? Because I trained myself not to. I thought, you know, the scripture said, let no corrupt communication come out of my mouth other than that is edifying, that it'll minister grace to the hearer. Well, I renewed my mind to that, and I thought, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that because this right here is me. The old me is not me anymore. I didn't like him, Johnny. I didn't. He's all the time getting me in trouble with Teresa. All the time getting me in trouble quitting jobs. I mean, giving me a bad name. And this new guy here is wanting a good name. I mean, I read it in there, a good name is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver, but God. And I thought, that's what I want right there. I want what God wants. Used to, I didn't care. Oh, just forget the banks. But God, they all they are money-sucking hungry anyway, but God. And then after I get born again, I'm like, well, bless God, the banks, are, you can get favor with the banks. See, the new man's rising up. The new man's coming up and he's believing God. That new man in you wants to believe God, wants to honor God, wants to know God's ways. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible says that it's him that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. This new man wants to prosper. This new man wants to be like Jesus. I mean, more like him every day. I'm working on it. I'm not nowhere near perfect, guys. I'm telling you right now. I mean, I'm working on it every day. I'm doing my best. I want to be more like him. I want to be more him-minded, praise God. So don't think I'm up here, you know, preaching to you that I'm some perfect, you know, and all of that, and I ain't got no issues, and I've got it all figured out. No, I'm kind of like Paul. He said, not that I've apprehended, but I follow after that I have been apprehended of in Christ Jesus. He was the chief apostle. And the dude, see, God's so deep, there's no ending down here we won't get him all. Praise God. But we got to renew our mind. If we don't renew our mind, we'll be right in there with the naysayers. Well, you never know what God's going to do. You hear that garbage? Wipe it, kick it, slap it down. I mean slap it down. Use 2 Corinthians on it. Just slap it down. Just casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to that Bible. See, look, this that I'm talking about, we have the power flowing. We're flowing in the power of God. We're not normal beings. I mean, I try to shoot somebody a bird. I try to throw garbage out on the side of the road and I feel convicted. Man, I used to dump garbage. Go find somewhere to dump it. Dear God, they ain't paying for no garbage pickup. I'm going to dump it in somebody else's dumpster like they do us here. Or this carnal man. Try to throw garbage out the window, and I'm like, God, man, I can't even do that without being convicted. I mean, oh, conviction's a good thing. That means God's in you. That means God's working in you. That means God's transforming you. That means God's taking me higher. God's not going to leave me and let me destroy myself anymore. Hallelujah. So you got to we got to renew our mind. See, if you don't feel very good about yourself, you know, you're past and all that. Oh, I'm this and I was that and I was, you know, praise God. I mean, get the Bible and then find the scripture. I know where it's at, but I'm not going to tell you where it's at. Go find it yourself. Where it says that we are kings and priests unto God. A workman, the Bible says, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, look, if you have to study, it says study to show yourself approved unto God. See, if you study, God will show you. You can hear it preached out here, and you're like, "Woo, man, fired up message." Well, glory to God. Most of your revelation ain't going to come through that. I know you're quiet. Some of it will, a lot of it will. But when it goes past your hearing is when you go out there and you say, "I'm going to engage in it." Then it goes poof, down in here. Because you don't need the power of that word that enables you to do what it says until you decide to do it. Once you decide to do it, once you decide to go deeper, once you decide to go on out into deeper waters, go deeper with the Lord, then the Holy Spirit begins to work deeper with us than He ever has. Let me read this again. I did this where we could see the scriptures. I really wanted this where that we could all together see the scriptures. That was my main. I'm a word guy. If you ain't noticed, the word's about the most important thing. Worship's good, and I love it. But the word of God is. I can't enjoy it till I get transformed by the word to where I can enjoy the worship. The worship gets us ready for the word. For they that are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. So check yourself. Is your mind all day long on normal stuff, just natural realm, just natural working and, you know. And if it is, you can change that. While you're working, just say a little prayer. Just talk to the Lord a little bit. Just meditate on the scripture every now and then. He said, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Beth, give me that Proverbs 18. Carnally minded people will let negative stuff come out of their mouth all the time. They can't help it. The Lord showed me one time, I told somebody, I said, "I've got a half full bottle of water," and they said, "It's half empty." No, it's half full. No, it's half empty. Now the half full is positive. The half empty is like half of it's done gone. But I've still got a half a glass. Be thankful for the half a glass, right? I heard a guy stood up at church one time, and he said, "Church, just going to hell in a handbasket. Just going to hell in a handbasket." My pastor got up and said, this church ain't going to hell in a handbasket. I thought, praise God, he's right, man. I ain't going to hell. I'm not in a handbasket. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. I'm on that old ship of Zion they bitch you sang about out of the hymn book, but God. I'm going, hallelujah. You know? And so, but anyhow, that negative, you got to watch that negative stuff. I mean, on Facebook, people attacking the church right now. The church. The church is got to quit sinning by not letting the Holy Spirit. And I confronted the guy. I said, "You don't know every church." He said, "The church." "Which church you talking about?" "I got one down here. Have you been down here and seen whether he's moving down here?" And so I come back to help other Christians out there. Don't believe that stuff. They may be a lot of them. Yes, sure, they are. You know, they're embracing this culture and they're embracing. And they just going to preach to make everybody feel good. So they'll come back and we all feel good and we're going to church. But there's some churches that is moving with the Holy Spirit. They're going to preach this word. They're going to see transformed lives and they're going to see miracles happening. Hallelujah. And we're one of them. We're not the only church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is big on this planet. And I mean it's vibrant and alive. Hallelujah. But you know, you got them tares that were sown by the enemy, right? The Bible says it in there. He said, leave them alone. And so I went in there and I said, well, you know, I said, because I was thinking, well, you ain't got to point out all these churches. And actually blasted one, Karen Wheaton. Had it on there. See, said, see, here it is. And so I thought, well, I'm going to see what she said. I clicked on it, and I'm listening really, really close. Anybody know who Karen Wheaton is? Yeah, she's a real good youth pastor. In Hamilton, Alabama, I think is where she's at. Got a big ministry over there. Some people are jealous of the ministry. They don't want nobody to succeed because they flunk and they failed themselves. So they don't want to get up off their face and repent and say, I've missed you, God, but they want to go ahead and try to drag you down with them. So anyhow, I went on there, you know, and I said, besides that, I said, God's people hear his voice and another they will not follow. So my trust is not to come and teach you everybody that's bad and not preaching right. Just minister the word and let's get the word in and keep the word and stand on the word and renew our mind to the word. Then when that corruption comes, you'll pick up on it. You won't be ignorant. Hello. Be careful about critical people of the church. Don't let them fill your ear full of criticism. There ain't no perfect church. There's no church that it's arrived. There's nobody that's complete yet. We know in part. We don't know everything. The Bible says we know in part. But what we do know right here, we hang on to. That's what Jesus said, you shall know the truth. That's why you can't get me off of. The Bible says, husband, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. I endeavor to do that. Why? Because that Bible says to do it. They can call me henpecked, call me what you want, but I'm walking in a 38-year good marriage based on this Bible right here. And if they don't want to hear that and want to go on and do their own thing, don't blame me. Right? If the body wants to stay broke, don't blame the church because we're getting jets and cars and motorcycles and got plenty of money and all our bills are paid and we're focusing on the kingdom. Don't get upset at us. This Bible says seek first the kingdom, and that's what we do. We try to put it first. And then all these things will be added. It didn't say go figure out your whole life and your future so that you'll be secure. No, he said seek first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these things are added. I mean, I've got a savings account, but that is not my God. I've got a job, but that is not my source. I'm not saying it by faith. I've renewed my mind to it that Jesus is my Lord and he's my source. He put my life back together. He put my marriage back together, and he's never let me lose anything. What I have lost, I didn't know out of ignorance or, you know, didn't want to fight. One brother told me, well, you know, Lord knows. I mean, I lost. I said, no, you didn't either. He's a kingdom man, Christian. I said, no, you didn't. You didn't lose it. Yeah, I did too. I said, you give it up. I said, God don't come short. He said he'd supply all of our needs. Did you need money to keep it? Well, yeah. I said, well, he come through. He come through for Mac. Mac wasn't, I don't think, serving him yet, was he? He came through for Mac. Now he's took Mac from rags to riches. He's took Mac, he's about to lose it all. And some Christian intervened. God knew it. That was God intervening. Whenever you intervene into somebody's life because you stand on the Word and you know the truth, that is God walking into their life. That is God fixing to take them where He wanted to take them, us, all of us. We, pretty much all of us can say that. But see, you've got people like me and you, we're one of them. We're going to march with the Lord Jesus. And we're going to watch our thoughts. And we're going to watch our words. He says, a man's belly, the word belly right there don't mean this. I looked it up. I thought, that don't make no sense to me, man, years ago. The word belly says being. The word being, I looked it up and it says your life. It says, a man's life shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. So are you going to say that you're sick and weak and you're getting older and eyes are getting dimmer and that's just, this is what you've got to look forward to old age to? That's what this world tells you, because they're experiencing the hurt and the pain of sickness and disease. But we have authority over it. The Bible says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. I know the Bible says, it says, this outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. The Bible says, Proverbs 18:14 says, the strong spirit of a man, in the translation. The King James says, the spirit of a man will sustain him in infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear it. But if you look it up and study it, it said the strong spiritual man, your inner man, it'll keep you going through sickness and disease. It'll renew you. The Bible says those that wait on the Lord, He will what? Renew their strength. He didn't say if you're 60, 80, 90, 20, 40. That's why when I went through open heart surgery and I experienced that wasn't the end. That was just, I've never been to this bridge before. Now, I've got the opportunity at this bridge. You've got the opportunity, whatever bridge you face, you're on or you will face, that's when you've got the opportunity to go and utilize the Word of God. Utilize your faith and let your faith take you into a higher place with God of healing and everything. Y'all quiet, you're learning, I guess. Amen. So you got to watch what you say. I mean, people say, well, I mean, it ain't been, my sister died with cancer. And she told me one night, I was talking to her, I went and visited her to her and prayed for her and laid hands on her and all that. And I told her, fight. I went and ministered to her like I did my mama and different things, and everything. But and it wasn't too long after that I called her up and she said, well, the Lord allowed this, for a reason. I said, no. The Lord did not allow cancer on you. See what I'm talking about? Satisfied with the fruit of her mouth. Believing a lie. So I just told her right quick. I said, no. I said, there is nowhere in Scripture where God put any sickness and disease on anybody to teach them anything. I said, the Bible says that all good things... See, I'm not going to believe that, Mac. The Bible don't say it. And so I'm going to help anybody that's believing it, that's dying with something, because if you believe God is doing it, then you can't believe God to be healed from it. If you believe God is stripping you financially, there's no way you can believe that He'll bring you out, that He'll work all things together for good. You can't believe it. And so I ministered to her and she says, well, yeah, I know it, but I'm just ready to go. I said, well, I'm not trying to keep you here. You know, if you're ready to go when you're tired of fighting, and then, you know, but don't believe God's done it. God ain't done it to you. He is a good God. He is a good God. Somebody say He's a good God. He's a good God. Woo! Somebody told me one time, well, if you'd have had faith, you wouldn't have had a open heart surgery. I said, oh, is that so? I said, see, the only problem you don't understand is God told me about 30 years ago, you know, to quit eating hog. It's building cholesterol in me, stopping my veins up. I said, God did. I said, I know I prayed over the bacon, but still, man, it was hard for me to believe God would change the bacon. I said, so, no. I said, I did that myself. I said, but God brought me all the way through and gave me new veins out of my leg. Didn't have none in it, man. I said, 52 years of them veins, I got 52 more years. I'll eat some hog every now and then. That'll be 104, but God, I'm going to believe to 120. You know, a few more years, I'd make it. See, don't get warped up on stuff like that. It'll mess your believing God up. It'll mess your believing that God's a good God. And don't get into this, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? I don't understand, God, I love you. And I mean, I'm going, don't get into all of that. You know, just endure hardship as a good soldier. Say, God, if you brought me to the battle, you'll take me through it, God. God, you said that you would strengthen me, that you're with me, and you would never leave me. And I mean, that's how you do it, and just walk with Him through it. That's what it says in Psalms 23. He said, David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That was coming out of his mouth. He's having to face real people and fight real battles. Natural battles, killing people, all kinds of stuff. They had war, man. And ours are principalities and powers. You know. I mean, there's some people want to kill us because we're Christians. Well, just try it. The Bible says the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. I read that one time, you know, and I'm thinking, I don't know about all that, man. Somebody try to shoot you, man, and all that. Then John Hagee come on TV. Some lunatic come in his church with a gun and shot at him, and every bullet went around him. I mean, he shot straight to him, and you could see where they curved around him. There was that shield of faith. I believe it. The Ephesians 6, shield of faith. Well, I believe I wish I had that. Get in that Bible. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. I believe I've got a shield of faith around me. I believe that it quenches all the fiery dark. I believe that other people catch what meant for me, and they get it. I had a guy one time, man, I done him for, he owed me $1,600 on some garage doors. And a big real estate company up in Gunnersville up there. So he wasn't paying me. So I just went and camped out till I found him. You know, and I said, hey, man. I said, I come after my money here. I said, it's only $1,600, whatever it was. Well, just let me get the checkbook. And I said, well, that's what I've been trying to tell you the whole time. It would have been real simple. I'm not really allowed to go do that, Mac. I'm not going to hurt him, but you're going to give me my money. You know. And he brought me back that check. He said, you're the reason I'm going under. I said, what? I said, how can $1,600, my garage door, you ordered them. You knew you was going under before the garage door caused you to go under? Well, you're one of them. And so I left, you know, and the Lord said, see how the world thinks? He said, they always blaming somebody else for the stuff in their life. He said, it's never their fault. He said, you have to own up. And you have to confess, and you have to repent, and you have to get all of that destroying him. Why? He said he's satisfied with the fruit of his lips. He's taking himself under believing it's everybody else. called a no-fault religion. No fault. Even in Genesis, there Adam blamed Eve. It's that woman you give me. He did. All the way back there, you can see that carnal nature, that nature of man back there. That's what happened after the fall. He said, it was that woman you give me. I've even went to the Lord and said, it's that woman you give me. That's why I can't be successful. Every time I go have revival, I come home and she wants to know how many women that I lay hands on. And I'm telling the Lord all that. He wouldn't talk to me. He said, it's not her, it's you. And I thought, Lord, you don't live down here. You just look down here. But you know what? All God was telling me is she can't stop you from being successful. You can't stop her from being successful. He is a personal Jesus. And that word, if you take it and you read it and you stand on it and all that, you won't be saying it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. I don't kid about finances. I'm talking about over me. Off to work I go. I never would say that, although I did go to work to pay the bills. This world's way of saying, doing, and thinking, praise God. So I changed that. I used to say it. So I changed that. Or my old lady, how's your old lady? And I'm like, I hadn't got one anymore. What, did y'all get a divorce? No, she's my helpmate. Well, I changed it, honey. They thought I done divorced her or something happened. Well, she ain't my old lady. That's degrading her. Well, I don't want to degrade me. So I'm not going to talk down on her. I go around saying, boy, Teresa, she's one of the best Sunday school teachers on the planet. And then I think, I married her. She asked me to marry her. She wanted me to run away with her. Told me to marry her. She said, see, I told you. She reminds me of that all the time. I wasn't thinking about getting married. Mag, I got me a bag of pot every week, got my little truck, I'm waxing it, washing it, waxing it three times a week, got a job, I'm going to bed early. And she wants to get married. And I'm like, well, okay, whatever. Here we go, praise the Lord. But see, even God today, look where we're at. Look where you're at. And you've not seen anything. We've not seen anything. But we got to renew our mind to the Word. And we got to make sure that we don't let the world... That's how come I don't listen to secular music anymore. I ain't listened to secular music nearly 30 years. I turn it on, it depresses me. I tried it. I thought, well, I'm missing out, man. I mean, somebody asked me about a song, and I'll say, nah, I hadn't heard that one. Oh, you ain't heard that one? I ain't heard that, man. That's one of the best country songs out today. And I'm like, yeah, I bet it is. Spare me. That's why I'm not going to be carnally minded. I'm not going to let that influence me. If it's born of flesh, the Bible says it's flesh. There ain't no secular music born of the Spirit of God. I don't care if it sounds spiritual. Satan quotes scriptures. He quoted them to Jesus up there when he was out there in the wilderness. Sure did. He quoted the angels. He gave his angels charge. He's quoting. Cast yourself down. If you be the Son of Man, Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And he said that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So I don't listen to secular music. I told a guy one time, he said, what are you saying? It's sin? I said, you want me to go get all the tapes, all the way back to tapes and stuff? I've never said that secular music's sin. But it'll cause you to if you ain't careful. It ain't sin, but it'll cause you to if you ain't careful, praise the Lord. I used that back years ago where it says, where they had that song, there's a tear in my beer, I'm lonely for you, dear, you are on my lonesome mind. Y'all know that song, heard it back yonder. And so I heard that later on, and I thought, nah, Man, I needed that one when Teresa had left me, and I'm all lonesome, and I'm about drunk, and I'm crying, tears in my beard, and all that. I needed all that back then, but I don't need it now. I'm a happy man. But God, I'm redeemed, hallelujah. And now I have the power of God. Every time something start happening, I turn that over to the Lord, hallelujah, and the Lord would fight the battle. I done read that in there. Stand still and see the salvation of God. So I want to encourage you, you know, I'm not saying don't listen to secular music. I mean, but if you want to be just carnally minded, over there it says you're going to be oppressed. But if you want life and peace and you want courage and strength, then you got to feed off things born of the Spirit. You got to feed off of God's Word and not on the sayings of the world. Be not conformed to this world. I mean, it's pretty popular now. People just roll around, visit church where they want to, and they think all that's okay. And I'm like, well, it's totally contrary to Scripture. You're not going to make me believe it, and you ain't going to make me preach it. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord, see, especially me, I mean, I have to stay rooted and grounded in this, or this culture will make me believe contrary to the Word by the way they do. See, I thought about leaving my church because I'm held responsible there. Right? Yeah. I'm held responsible there. Y'all feel responsible, all y'all that's planted by the Lord. I mean, you feel responsible. It ain't, and it's not me that does it. It's the Lord. You know? So all of them, they're out there. Ain't no man going to tell me nothing. Ain't no man going to tell me nothing. I think there's a song out about that. Huh? Horses in the back. Nobody going to tell me nothing. I mean, oh, that's totally contrary to Scripture. I mean, you think that's a lot thing, but you go singing that by the pool, and nobody's going to tell you, got horses in the back, and ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. And before you know it, somebody tell you something, boy, you'll be like, ain't nobody telling me nothing. You know why? Because you've been singing that garbage. You've been thinking that garbage. It's been getting in there. Your ear is the channel to your innermost being. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Well, I just don't believe church is like they used to be. Well, who ask you? I ain't trying to change it. What are you worried about it for? Get plugged into Jesus and don't worry about what people do. If I based my walk with the Lord up yonder at that church I went through for 8 years, I'd have quit the third day. I mean, there was carnal people in there, man, carnal. I'm getting started off, and I'm like, good Lord. It's like I'm having to swim through a doubt and unbelief. I'm like, I figured out what it was. You know, and I'm like, come on, let me get out of church, man, come on. I got to go. Got me a good word, and I'm out of here. But you know what? I didn't let people around me change me. I stayed in that Word, got in that Word, went after the Lord, renewed my mind to the Word of God in my marriage. And that's why me and my son have such a relationship we have. I am convinced. Because if it had been left up to me, praise God, I would have taught him, he would have been what I call a hippie. I'm a hippie, I just ain't got hair. Some of you can't even grow it. Danny, he went, felt of my hair, and he said, whew, I ain't felt that in a long time. He ain't had hair in 30 years. He got a feel of somebody else's hair and see what it feels like. Forgot what it felt like, praise the Lord. It feels pretty good, Danny. It's hot. Sometimes I want to shave it off like y'all. Praise the Lord. But I would have taught him to fight. I would have taught him, you know, to be a man. I would have taught him kind of like my dad did. I wasn't scared of no big dude. All I seen is a timber falling. Because Daddy told me, he said, boy, he said, don't you be scared. He said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And but God, I thought, I seen my brother in the pool hall get mad one time at gambling or whatever, and when I looked around, he's coming up with uppercut, my brother is, and he lays him slap up on that table, out. And I'm like, whoa! So when I come up seeing that, and I thought, bless God, that's what Daddy was talking about right there. Anybody smart me off, then bless God, I'm coming up with the uppercut, and I don't care if I can't reach him, I'll get me two before and come up under there with it. Because I'm a little short guy, you know. And so I come into the kingdom over here, and I'm thinking that. I can't let people think I'm a sissy, man. I can't let them think, man, that Travis, you know, I mean, that's pride. All it is pride. And the Lord telling me first time he's bullied. I didn't go to, oh, they're bullying him, got in there and get all over the teachers and stuff, bully, 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 bully. I taught Travis love and forgive. It was hard, Johnny. Be honest with you. I mean, honestly, it was a great challenge to me. But you know what? We have a good relationship today because of me renewing my mind to that Bible and me trying it most of the time to follow that Bible, praise God, and the results of it are my life is filled with the fruit of it. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we thank you, Father, that your Holy Spirit really is the one that helps us to renew our mind. Lord, you quicken it to us. You write it upon the tables of our heart as we get in your word and we engage and we